Michigan State University has always been known for its strong ANR program, that's Agriculture and Natural Resources. The university is in the midst of its 100th annual ANR Week, which showcases the sciences of farming and environmental stewardship. One recent conference highlighted farm sustainability into the 21st century, and Current State's Kevin Lavery had a chat with the keynote speaker. Kevin, this gentleman's not very well known in Michigan, but you've seen his name before.
Yes, I have, Mark. Joe Maxwell is the Vice President of Outreach and Engagement with the Humane Society of the United States. He's a pig farmer from Missouri, and when I lived in St. Louis, I remember him as the Lieutenant Governor of Missouri in the early 2000s. Mr. Maxwell is a champion of small farmers, whom he feels are often edged out of the market by the large corporate operations. So I asked him how he sees the relationship between those two groups.
Well, I think what's happened for too long is that corporate, multinational corporations have painted the face of the American farmer on their cartons and on their billboards. And the reality is there's not a lot in common. The traditional family farmers are good stewards of the land and the animals. They find that they oftentimes don't have a platform for their voice to be heard. Meetings like this allows us to join together, whether it's from the environmental point of view, the animal welfare point of view, the rural economy, or the agriculture, to come together and find common ground so we all can find a platform to express our concerns and to make change in the right direction.
What do small farmers do to carve out their own niche, to be competitive? What can they realistically expect to achieve to become profitable, to become sustainable?
Well, I think first, they have to join together. You have to be willing to give up a little bit of your independence. My family is a member of a pig co-op, and so we had to agree to have similar genetics, to raise our animals similarly. We are all certified under the Global Animal Partnership Humane Certification Program, so you have to give up a little something, but then you join together and you can create the critical mass to enter that marketplace and get a premium for your products. The consumers are looking for our products, they're wanting our products, but we have to be willing to join together and think smart.
How does a small farmer do his research or her research to find the best market for their product? How do they know that the best place is not India, but maybe Indiana?
That's a great question. I think the first place to start is join organizations. Don't be isolated on your farm. I know a lot of my neighbors love their farm, don't like leaving their farm a lot. But the fact is, we got to get up, get off the farm, join those organizations, and become educated. That information is available. And you just need to get up off the farm and go out and start asking questions from those who have the information. If you're asking Big Ag, they're not going to tell you. As a matter of fact, most of our land grants today, institutions, our higher education, don't have those answers anymore.
We're talking with Joe Maxwell, the Vice President for Outreach and Engagement with the Humane Society of the United States, former Lieutenant Governor of Missouri. The Farm Bill that was passed a year ago, historic landmark legislation, eliminated farm subsidies, direct payments to farmers. Now there is more of a market-oriented crop insurance approach. How have farmers been able to negotiate those changes? How is it working out so far?
Well, I think there's a lot of confusion on the farmers, and I didn't think it went far enough to ensure that Michigan's or Missouri's family farmers have the kind of safety net that's necessary. It continues to appear to me to be a program that's going to subsidize that 2 or 3% of the largest farmers supporting the industrialized ag complex and not allowing us to build the kind of agriculture that I know the consumers want.
Is there still some concern a year later that crop insurance is a more variable, less predictable means of being sustainable versus decades of subsidy from the government, something that's a little more reliable?
Well, I think, again, the Farm Bill made those changes. I think it is a scary time to be a farmer. There's a couple of choices that we've had to make, or one choice among two, what direction. It's kind of hard to look in a crystal ball. I mean, look at the weather this year. I mean, what's the weather going to be like next year? However, I think that the concept has to change. I think we have to begin to look at those market and other opportunities for farmers, not thinking we're going to export everything. I mean, that whole bill is about the U.S. becoming the great exporter and feeding the world. Let's feed Michigan. Let's feed Indiana. Let's feed Missouri. Let's begin to talk about how we do that, and let's talk to our state legislators, because there are cottage industry bills, there's other legislation that can go a long way in supporting that.
You said in your presentation that we have lost about 1 million farmers in this country since you began farming. That was around 35 years ago. The average age of the American farmer is 57. How do we cultivate the younger farmers and keep these practices that you're advocating, how do we uphold that?
Well, we are seeing growth in new beginning farmers in certain states, so I think you take a look at what's going on in those states. Nebraska is being one of the states that actually grew the number of farmers. So I think we have to have asserted effort. We have to have those government programs that afford that young person the opportunity to come to the farm or stay on the farm. I think we also have to have a broader understanding of who the next farmer can be. Many of them are one or two generations removed from the farm, wanting to return back to grandpa's farm or those type things. And we need to have the support mechanisms that support them to do that. Capital is critical. Capital has been concentrated. Our community banks have been driven out of business. It's hard for those young people to find the capital. If we can solve the capital issue, and states have the ability to do that with state banking laws, then those farmers, those young farmers, will have a chance to be our next farmers and my daughter's and grandchildren's farmers.
Joe Maxwell is a fourth-generation Missouri farmer, Vice President for Outreach and Engagement with the Humane Society of the United States, former Lieutenant Governor of Missouri. Mr. Maxwell, thank you.
Thank you very much, Kim. Good to be with you today.
You too. For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.